Welcome back. Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday. And I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, okay? Check it out. Hello, Jules. How are you all doing on this lovely Winning to Win Wednesday? Yes, we have made it to another week, another great Winning to Win Wednesday. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited for this day, for this hour, for this time. I'm not going to hold the podcast long. We're just going to get onto this episode. So let me first go into prayer. Father God, I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, God. I thank you, God, for who you are. Forgive me for anything I've done to the thought that's not pleasing unto you, Father God. And as I go on to this message, Lord God, Father God, I ask, Lord God, that I decrease, Lord God, Father God, that you will increase, Lord God. And God, I just give you praise. I give you glory. Let the message go forth to touch the jewels in the mighty special way. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord God, and it's so and it's done in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. All right, Jules, let's get into this podcast. Let's get into this episode. So, basically, I'm going to come short before you all short to just give a little encouragement about forgiving. So my question to you is, who have you forgiven? Have you even forgiven today? Have you forgiven this month? As you see, we're going into another new month of the year, of 2024. And it's so vital and so important that we let everything go that's been holding us down, that's been holding us back, that's been keeping us trapped in our mess. Yes. So who have you forgiven? Have you let it all go? Have you let all of the hurt go? Have you let all of the pain go? Have you let all of the frustration go? Have you let all of that stuff go that may be holding you down, that may be bringing you down, that may be having you bound in chains? Y'all, we cannot walk fully in God's divine purpose for our life, holding on to things that will allow us to be bound down. We cannot fully walk into God's divine purpose for our lives, holding on to that past, to guilt, to shame, to anything that will be tearing us down. We cannot fully walk into God's divine purpose for our life the right way, carrying dead weight. So my question again, have you forgiven today? Have you let it all go? Have you forgiven this month? Have you forgiven, or are you going to take that stuff with you into the next month and the next month and the next month and the next month? It's very vital that we forgive. For the Bible says in Mark 11 chapter 25th, and it says, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, verse 26, if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So y'all, why are we still holding on to the stuff where people have hurt us, if they have done us wrong? Why are you still holding on to it? You're not doing nothing but hindering up your own blessings. You're not doing nothing but hindering your own blessings. The Bible plainly tells us, if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Meaning that in order for us to fully walk in the righteousness and the calling that God has placed within our life, we have to forgive. Why? Because God has forgiven and forgot about our sins. He has forgiven and forgot about the things that we have done that's wrong. He has forgiven and forgotten about the things that even we have done that was wrong to him. So why can't we do the same thing for somebody else? It's so vital. It's so important that we forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Because together, we are all trying to get into, to run this way so we can win to win. Y'all, together we winning to win. So why are we allowing the things that people have done to us, the things that people have said to us, the things that people have done to bring? Why are we allowing those things to bring us down and to weigh us down with dead weight? That's not doing nothing but holding us back from moving forward into the divine purpose that God Himself has designed and destined for us to go to. So again, I ask you, have you forgiven? Have you let it all go? Or are you still holding on to that very thing that has you bound in chains? It's time to be free, y'all. It's time to walk freely. Freely. It's time to be free. So forgive. Forget. Move on. And win at it all. Because together we are winning to win. Father God, I thank you, God, for this message. God, I thank you, God, that it will go forth and touch someone's heart, that they will forgive, that they will let it all go, God. Father God, for you, Lord God, said that if we do not forgive men of their trespasses, that you will not forgive us. So, Father God, allow us to have a heart to forgive no matter what. And give it all to you, God, because you can handle it better than we ever can. And God, I thank you, God, for this message, God. Father God, and I thank you for the jewels, Lord God. Touch the hearts, mend the broken hearts, God. Mend the broken hearts. And God, I just thank you, God. I bless your name, God, for you are so worthy. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So go out and forgive. Forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all. Because you are God's precious jewel. And together, we are winning to win. Until next time. Bye. Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the Precious Jewel You ministry, okay? All right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.